Which of these would increase the contribution margin? I have since been in touch with our global procurements team, and we are now utilizing a single purchase order for YTL Labs, which is already in place. I have let Petra know, and YTL Labs have also been informed. I expect to see all their invoices on the BWS in the coming month, and will ensure that they are all processed for payment. The payment batch progresses through different stages in CTMS, from being to be processed to paid. One of the status is pending approval. This means the IPA is waiting for the clinical lead to approve the batch before payment can be made to the site. However, the clinical lead cannot approve the batch until the CRA, who is much closer to the details of the site activity, has confirmed that the patient visits really did happen. As you can imagine, it can be very frustrating for our site staff if they have completed patient visits but don't get paid promptly. It's okay, Anthony. This is not something that you or your team need to worry about in data management. In CTMS, Clinical Trial Management System, the investigator payment analyst processes payments for any patient visits that are marked complete. The visits are pulled into a batch on a monthly or quarterly basis, depending on the agreement in the contract. When the payment is generated, the batch is assigned a status of pending approval, and it is submitted to the batch approver, usually the clinical lead, project leader, or PMA, to approve. Payment is not made to the site until the batch is approved in CTMS. However, the clinical lead cannot approve the batch until the CRA, who is much closer to the details of the site activity, has confirmed that the patient visits really did happen. As you can imagine, it can be very frustrating for our site staff if they have completed patient visits but don't get paid promptly. So, one of the tasks of the PMA is to keep close track of outstanding payment batches to see if there are any obstacles to the sites being paid. The topic I wished to raise was with regards to the very high number of pending approval that I see in my tracking. I wanted to ask Gerald if he could please help me understand what is going on. Thanks for taking time out to attend the Lessons Learned meeting today. I have really enjoyed working with all of you on the project. Now, remember that after today, we cannot charge any time or expenses to this project because the project code has been closed in PeopleSoft. Which of these would increase the contribution margin?